or cannabis should be legalized. I get added to that group. I'm not asked if I wanted to be added into that group. Okay, so can you just kindly stop, please? It's like the Gary McKinnon saga all over again. People have been having a go at me about university because I could go to university, okay? I'm getting the right grades and I'm going to carry on. I'm not going to, like, just because I've said no to university at the moment, okay? I'm not saying permanent, I'm saying at the moment. Just because I've said no right now doesn't mean that I'm not going to want to do it next year, right? Because I've got stuff going on at the moment, but that could change. And I'm not going to screw everything up and throw it all away, right, on the basis that it could change. Okay, other things could happen during that year that would be good. Other things could happen that would be bad. Who the hell knows? When I said that I was planning on not going to university this year, half the world jumped down my neck and said, oh, maybe it's the fact that it's going to cost too much to go to university, and it's probably going to cost me about £30,000 by the end of the whole course. That is not realistic. I don't work at the moment, there's no work going on at the moment, and there's nothing that can be done about it. I just have to carry on trundle along, if that's even a word, to just trundle along and get on with it. So I just got to carry on with that. And if university seems like the best opportunity, then I will have to take that at some point. But at the moment, it's something that could wait. But people are saying, oh yeah, well you could get this, you get it. Because of the course that I'm wanting to do, which is radio production, I've already kind of done it before in experience, just not at a professional level, which, while you're at university or college, it's still not at a professional level unless the quality of it is good. So all I need to do is improve on the quality, if that's the case. But at the moment, it's not the case. I had a message from someone the other day saying that what I've done is completely great and they love it. But the only reason why they couldn't get me involved in their project was because I don't have any knowledge of their town. You know, that's going to happen. That's acceptable. But if I get a reply back like that, which, by the way, a reply is absolutely brilliant, at least, because like hardly no one replies anyway, then yeah, it's worth a go. So Shakeaway has closed. And I'm really, really annoyed with that because I've got a stamp left to get a free milkshake and I can never, ever get that milkshake now. I could have had two final milkshakes and instead I've been degraded to having no milkshake. So yeah, I'm not too pleased about that. What they should have done with Shakeaway straight away, because you could kind of tell that it was going to be short-lived like Mondo Card, because it seemed a bit empty. There wasn't enough going on in the shop. Like, yeah, they had some good music on every so often, right, which went with their audience, but they didn't have, like, a theme. If it was a theme, then it would get people involved. They could do other things in the place. It would be a fun place to be instead of just playing the foosball they had in the thing, or the big Connect Four that they usually have. But Chippenham closed, and then I realised Swindon closed, and then I looked on the website and I found out that most of them had closed. So if Shakeaway does open up again in Chippenham and Swindon, then sort it out. That'd be nice. So college, I'm at college at the moment doing, well, I've probably mentioned it before, but if I haven't, I'm at college doing National Diploma in Media, brackets, TV and Film. Some of what we're doing at the moment is part of an interactive DVD. You know, like, they've got, like, these games, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Or pop quiz games. And you'll put it in your DVD player and it says, well, I don't know, Chris Townsend coming up and going, who is the number one person of the world? Is it A, for you, or are you, or B, or, you know, that sort of thing. At the moment, for the plan is that I'm going to use the birthday worm and he's going to be the host of it. And as part of the college syllabus of, like, things that I have to do, we have to add in some film footage and things like that, or some sort of footage anyway. So I've done all mine. We were supposed to have it in two Fridays. No, not last Friday. Not the Friday just gone, but the Friday before. So I tried to get it done. I couldn't get it done because I was still designing it. So I said to the lecturer, can I have, like, till Monday? And he said, no, that's fine. As long as you have it in, you know, by the Monday and, you know, we can get it all marked off and stuff and I can mark it off. But he also said that he didn't think that anyone else was going to get it in, so I've kind of got the time before everyone else hands theirs in.